The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnes joins us in the United States. Harley, we watched the Donald Trump media conference with a fair bit of interest yesterday. Part of it was this big pile of papers that he had next to him that were all his company documents. He says he's handing it over to his sons. Is that going to fly?
Well, it'll fly because it's not really a question of them breaking the law by not doing it. It's an unprecedented situation. But the Office of Government Ethics, the director of it, Walter Schaub, says that what Trump ought to do is sell off his businesses. He said, I don't think divestiture is too high a price to pay to be the president of the United States. And Trump certainly thinks it's too high a price to pay.
500 companies, it might take a while.
But it would take a while. And the other thing is that the president and his lawyer pointed out that it would be impractical to try to sell off the company. They said that that would create its own ethical questions because, after all, now that he's going to be the president, would he get a fair price or would he get a better price or would he get a worse price? Because would it be a fire sale? Would it create something that would devalue the company? And they said the president should not be expected to destroy the company he built in order to enter politics. And that's, probably a fair point as well.
Well, exactly. And it's going to have really raise a question of, are you going to attract anybody with business acumen in the future? I mean, if that happened, I mean, you can rule out, so what would Bill Gates do if he got elected as president of the United States? I mean, goodness sake.
For someone with many, many more billions even than Trump has, of course. I mean, it's one of those situations where, they need to tread carefully because the reality is that the only thing that really Americans care about is to make sure that he's not going to be using the office of the presidency to get richer while he's in office.
And you can't, it's impossible to measure that when you think about it. I mean, I imagine there are tourists around the world that are going to stump up in your hometown and say, oh, Donald Trump's the president. I might stay at Trump Towers where in the past you wouldn't have thought so, just to see what it's like. How can you measure that?
Trump Tower draws huge crowds already. I mean, tourists flock by, they take pictures, they want to stand in front of it. It's already a big tourist destination. Of course, New York City is a huge tourist destination. It just gives them another place to go. And it's an easy one, too, because it's just up the street from St. Patrick's Cathedral. You know, it's not far from all of the iconic places in the middle of Manhattan.
It goes without saying a college degree probably helps you get a job.
Well, yeah, and this is interesting because since the recession ended, we're finding out, a lot of the reason that Trump was elected is because an awful lot of people who've lost their jobs haven't been able to find good ones. They probably were not the college graduates, because college graduates on average earned 56% more than high school grads in last year. That's according to the Economic Policy Institute. It's the largest gap since 1973. They say that college-educated workers have captured most of the new jobs and gotten pay raises, whereas non-college grads have fewer jobs, and they've lost 3% of their income.
I don't begin to understand that, but it's the same thing here in Australia. If you get a degree, the chances you're getting work is much higher. If you get work as a journalist, though, you don't want to get too upset about emails.
No, you don't. Well, Kurt Eichenwald is a journalist well-known at Newsweek and does a lot of other, journalistic endeavor. He also is known to have epilepsy. Someone sent a GIF to him with flashing lights in order to give him a seizure. And it happened. It worked.
Really?
Yes. The message to him with the GIF of flashing lights had the words, "You deserve a seizure." It was a racist kind of thing. It was an account called @Jew_Goldstein. God. His wife explained, in fact, he had had a seizure after looking at that GIF. The legal experts say he has a legal case probably if he wants to bring one. No indication that he does necessarily. But, he does. He is trying to find out who did it. He's figured out so far that it's a man, or a slug, as the case may be.
Mm. I got a gift in the mail yesterday from a listener, Harley. It was one of the red Make America Great Again caps. I'm thinking of wearing it to golf today. What do you think?
I think it'll work. It'll work.
You think the golf club might get a little upset, or I just put it on and let it fly?
I think let it fly. We live once.
I'll report in on Monday, let you know how I went.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Harley Carnes in the US.